Charlotte Area Transit System says the $150 million Gold Line streetcar project remains behind schedule, but service could start in January. As WFAE's David Borax reports, Katz blames the contractor for delays that previously pushed back the start from this fall.
Katz suspended service on the Gold Line a year ago, saying next month's planned Republican National Convention required a six-month delay. With the convention now mostly moved to Florida, officials say the project still won't open until at least January. Katz says COVID-19 and recent protests are partly to blame, but officials also now are pointing fingers at the contractor, Johnson Brothers. A recent budget review says the contractor is ineffective in project management, quote, resulting in poor budgeting, scheduling, construction, and/or quality. Katz said nobody was available for an interview, but a spokeswoman said in an email that Johnson Brothers have struggled to meet their own deadlines. Larkin Eggleston is vice chair of the City Council Transportation Committee.
After the project is completed, there will probably be some disagreements about where the blame lies, and that might involve a third party having to help iron out who is financially responsible.
A Johnson Brothers spokeswoman declined to comment. The first segment of the Gold Line opened in 2015 with trolley-style streetcars running from uptown to the Elizabeth neighborhood. Construction is underway on an extension north to Johnson C. Smith University and south to Sunnyside Avenue. That will add 11 stops and replace trolleys with modern streetcars. Delays have included rebuilding the Hawthorne Avenue Bridge over Independence Boulevard. Work stopped for 9 months when the contractor had to reorder beams that were the wrong size. Katz says it hopes the bridge will open next month. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.